To them came another bumbler, a sad fellow by his look. He tried to talk to them, but neither Jake nor Oi could tell what he said, because he was speaking in English. 7. Mordred wasn't strong enough to lift the bumbler from the bag, and Nigel either would not or could not help him. The robot only stood inside the door of the control center, twisting his head to one side or the other, counting and clanking more loudly than ever. A hot, cooked smell had begun to rise from his innards. Mordred succeeded in turning the bag over, and the bumbler, probably half a yearling, fell into his lap. Its eyes were half open, but the yellow and black orbs were dull and unmoving. Mordred threw his head back, grimacing in concentration. That red flash ran down his body, and his hair tried to stand on end. Before it could do more than begin to rise, however, it and the infant's body to which it had been attached were gone. The spider came. It hooked four of its seven legs about the bumbler's body and drew it effortlessly up to the craving mouth. In 20 seconds, it had sucked the bumbler dry. It plunged its mouth into the creature's soft underbelly, tore it open, lifted the body higher, and ate the guts which came tumbling out, delicious, strength-giving packages of dripping meat. It ate deeper, making muffled, mewling sounds of satisfaction, snapping the Billy Bumbler's spine and sucking the brief dribble of marrow. Most of the energy was in the blood. Aye, always in the blood, as the grandfathers well knew. But there was strength in meat as well. As a human baby, Roland had used the old Gilead endearment, Babo, he could have taken no nourishment from either the juice or the meat, would likely have choked to death on it. But as a spider,